Flower Hour. Yes, my friends and music lovers out there. I'm so happy to be back behind the boards here and sharing poetry and our songwriting community here at allpoetry.com that gives us the opportunity and venue to express our words to you, our music, and all the talent that we have here at allpoetry.com. Yeah. Welcome, folks. Just a special note to all of our listeners out there who are suffering and fleeing war. Yeah. You're fleeing war, and I'm going to be out there to volunteer to help those refugees out, you know, in front lines. And my heart goes out to all of you who are fleeing war and all of you who are fighting against it in both sides. Okay. And I hope the world will learn again that, you know, it's senseless. It doesn't make sense. And greed doesn't pay. We must refrain from war, and during these times especially, you know. And allpoetry.com, we have 24/7 poetry podcasts, you know, by all our friends. A Team of Voices, La Costa Nostra, Late Night Poets, just to name a few, Poetic Piece of Life, yes, and all of our friends out there, you know, who are listening to our podcast. Yeah. And I just want to also express my love and thanks to all of the people who are helping me along. AP Taylor also, you know, Friday night we will have another podcast, that one in a moment, and with our very talented hostess, Mama, and AP Taylor, who's going to be there, our host, to share all of that wonderful, wonderful poetry. Well, let's get on with our show, and we'll start it off with Julio's Cafe and Chuck.
Eating quesadillas and drinking margaritas at Julio's Cafe on the beach. Pretty senoritas sipping their sangrias and listening to the bartender preach. Palm trees are swaying, a salsa band's playing, the smooth kind of Latin beat. Everyone was laughing, hoping for romance at Julio's Cafe on the beach. Down at Julio's, who knows, you might fall in love tonight. Down at Julio's, where anything goes, you might just fall in love tonight. Down at Julio's. Salsa band's playing the smooth kind of Latin beat. Everyone is laughing, hoping for romancing at Julio's Cafe on the beach. Down at Julio's, who knows, you might fall in love tonight. Down at Julio's, where anything goes, you might just fall in love. Down at Julio's, who knows, down at Julio's, where anything goes, you might just fall in love tonight.
Yeah, I hope that kicks you off dancing. And before that, the intro was a special composition done by 1912, produced by him and with my voice background, Midnight Compositions. And very nice production, and I love the way the 1912 does that. And we have some special guests and also new faces, you know, that will be participating in our song poetry podcast. And his name is Arcana Amor. Yeah, and he's been trying his talent out on his spoken word. And we're going to try and put on for a couple songs of his, or productions of his, and one of them is The Hypnotist. The Hypnotist.
Another approach is near, inviting by their choice, my influential charm, listening to my voice. Come a little closer, look into my eyes, invaded by my words, are you hypnotized? Watch the flickering flame, behind the darkness hides, obey whatever I say, and nothing else besides. Feel my persuasive power, do as I've advised. Counting down from 10, are you hypnotized? It only takes a moment to capture your intrigue. Now enter a deep sleep, free from all fatigue. It's pointless to resist, see what I've devised. Ensnared in my stare, are you hypnotized? Moving in a trance, flying without wings. See how my directions pull your puppet strings. If I should torment you, will I be despised, slave to my instruction? Are you hypnotized, cold around your brain, your conscience will subside. Act upon my wishes, feel my mind collide, I'll force you to comply, while you're mesmerized. All resistance is futile, are you hypnotized, a zombie on a leash, manipulated with skill? Adding flesh to fantasy, devoid of any will. Submit to my suggestions, your world's anesthetized and drowning speculation. Are you hypnotized? You'll consume any reality I may choose to serve. Prisoner to my dreams, obeying with every nerve. Focus on my words, control is highly prized. Your willing body writhes. Are you hypnotized? Follow my commands, this I will allow. There are no tomorrows, you only have the now. You can't break free, as you have surmised. My chains are invisible, are you hypnotized? Follow my every move, do whatever I say. Act as I approve, feel your body sway. Time's fabric is torn, you never realized. Deeply under my spell, you are hypnotized. I may take advantage of your vulnerable state when I click my fingers, awaken to your fate.
Are you hypnotized? What a wonderful composition by Akarna. Yes, beautiful. Are you hypnotized, people? Yeah. Does that media get to your head? Are you manipulated? Are you vulnerable? Are you getting the right information? Is it all propaganda? Are you getting the right stuff? Garden of Courage.
Through frozen meadows, their armies trampled mud-caked murals, glass crackling eyes under bloodied boots. Broken wings pin-perched on rusted ruins, sings the tune, dropping notes without words. And it never stops, whisper wishes, as white-belled crocuses rose from winter dead, the sweetest gale ever heard, pumping hearts through shattering storms. Abashed, the little flower that kept so many warm, drumming courage, chanting battle hymns, echoing through snow-filled land. It raised the battered flag high, breaking ice. We saw strength cradled under her blanket petals. I have kissed her first blossom of white horizon, moving the Tsar's palace. Battalion silhouettes fell as dust passed the forest road. Billowing, beautiful bouquet gave me vital breath, moving stones, nourishing wings to rise soundlessly. Paving a path already gleaming with a clear pale light, a beautiful flower who told me its name, uncovered the veils of my truth, laurels of strength. The scent of dawn fell together at the bottom of the woods. As the winter garden threw its hair across the burning pines, quelling my pain, on the silvered summit, I saw hope.
And while you're being vulnerable, if you see the hope out there, you know, to let those blind see, you know, and find out, you know, that all this ridiculousness of aggression and war is purposeless, you know, and, you know, we're all at fault here, you know. It's because of the greed, because of the propaganda, it's because of the law, the way that we deface the environment. Because of our greed and because of our needs, you know, it's so important to recognize the fact that war is not a solution to survive. And the environment should not be taken hostage in this case. Not at all. No. And by the way, very spiritual and holy events are happening for a lot of faiths out there. Ramadan is taking place. A lot of us already celebrated Easter holiday and Passover. And there's so many different and diverse faiths and religions in this world. Also, that divides, I hope, rather than divide, it brings us together, you know. And we have another selection called The Weird One by Disabilities, and which is a group of very, very talented songwriters and poets who put together their spoken word in various compositions, and I take part in a lot of these compositions, and Beast is the leader there, with a very, very talented producer, Tance, and this one's called The Weird One.
Yo, what's wrong with this chick over here? She's so fucking weird. Oh my god. Oof.
Yeah, I'm a weird one. I steer clear from the sheer dumb. I fear none and steer some. Together I'm fearsome. Like a fierce sun with a spear tongue. I cheer fun and pierce lung.
Ooh, she's a weird one. Got a mouth like a motherfucking sucker. I dominate that you get some. Pretty sicky. Blowing kisses for the peach bun.
She's a weird one.
She's a weird one. She's a weird one.
Listen up, son, normal is a flavorless gum. Like jail bait, I'll slap a taste out the stalemate buns. In a race, made a copy and paste, your face looks better on paper. Could you be any faker? These bland plates need a damn salt shaker.
Ooh, yeah, he's weird too. Cut him up and then you press you.
What the fuck?
Not the same, but they want you.
What the fuck?
He's a king. Peter Stone's to the pure truth.
He's a weird one.
He's a weird one.
He's a weird one.
Yo, what's the matter with this guy?
What the fuck? Lady, lady, let me hold the door. He's a boy, baby, smoke your pink galore. School gets busy, keep my kids to war. But hey, maybe I'm crazy, call a four, a four. Can't do that anymore, can do what you can. There's an ugly cat of fuck, but people still don't get hurt. Who told you before, really like to convert. Now go and go explore how you look on the skirt. For that came around, like an honor man. For the things that I'm meant, and the things that I'm meant. But there's ill intent, so there's no ill intent. Cause I'm a weird one, when can you just straight get back?
Yeah, a weird one. Let's say you're all shady out there. You got to watch out for those weird ones. Some of them are in high places and low places. So that composition was done by Beast, Tance, and our favorite there, Rima. Rima, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful work by them. And I hope they just keep it up. Some excellent words and renditions. There's a lot of new compositions coming out of there, you know, that are very, very important in our times to recognize some of the words that are pouring out to express so many things and so many feelings and that are going on in this world. Yeah, and I hope you're enjoying it, and I hope I get to do more of these as we go along. I know I haven't been around a lot, but every now and then I'll be popping in to give you these the music of all these very, very talented poets from and songwriters from allpoetry.com. It gives us the venue to do this. Up next, Average by The Big Verge.
Average, average. average. You know, I pride myself in being way above the average. The average Joe with average flows, the average bloke who sniffs that coat, the average fella who's lost for cheddar makes him the type of redder who is a bad good fella. But is being average all that bad? I guess not if you choose to live a simple life with an average wife, an average job, with an average boss, when being the average may just cost or even damage your chances of having a job where you manage, like those who fly high, you know, corporate type, you get more than your average slice of the pie. You know I'm right, their average is seen to set up the price for miscarriages, a financial lies, stocks and bonds that they make off as if their name was Bernie Madoff. Now that's not your average rhyme scheme, son. It's the type that's above all this ignorant stuff. Lyrics that trigger all types of loose scripture from figures now bigger than Hollywood pictures. Are they above average? I guess so, but damn it, their cash flow is massive. While the average wage for most artists, I say, unlike these big stars, is way below par for the efforts we make to keep our art real in the things we relate. The average today embraces what's fake and gives them top pay for being that way. Such ways have now made the game somewhat strange. If you now choose to write more than average, Christ, what do people say? Man, you're just too lyrical for average type brains. Is there such a thing? I must be too critical for heads who now don't think, because they're weak like the link. You see, averages claim much more than you think, like thinking. Believe, these days it now seems that being the average is claiming psyches. By this I mean people don't want to receive a level of thinking that's beyond TV or challenging speech that's artistically free and speaks reality. Unless it's conceived by some marketing team for some celebrity whose life's far from average. So what does it mean when people now follow the type to achieve high levels of fame for not being you say? Do you get what I'm saying? Contractually chained like modern day slaves. 12 years ain't enough to average my pain. It's clear the new average is slaving for pay, as well as now playing a role to get paid, or running some average lines to get laid. These average brains with their average brains are far from the average nowadays. But to me that's not average, that's crazy and strange. But that's just my view, I guess that's the end of this poem that's cooked. A whole lot of visions, from sex to big crooks, to winners like Bolt, who having won gold has proven to masses that he liked the verse that comes from Big Verge, when it's well observed, is way above average. 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 Average.
Big Verge with average. Is there anything wrong with being just plain average? Feeling Silence by Becca.
Down from my pinstripe style, the downfield style.
Yeah, one of my faves, Becca. Yes, Becca. Yeah. Silence. Is it silence because you're mad? Is it silence because you have apathy for what's going on? Or you just can't say it. You just can't say the truth, whatever it may be. Yeah, we'll just take a moment just to tell you that this show is brought to you absolutely without any commercials, for and by the people. Yeah. For and by the people. Yeah. And this is, we have quite a few podcasts and 24/7 poetry for you all, which is quite a nice thing to have, you know, when you're able to speak it out. Most of the other programs have poets who participate in commenting on each other's poetry. And of course, I'm here just bringing you the music. We also at Soul Asylum have a podcast coming up on Friday with Azama and also AP Taylor that debuts and showcases, you know, the poetry from the poetry from all of our poets here at allpoetry.com, which is just a great venue for bringing out the poetry, yeah, and bringing out the music like we are now. Such talent here, and it's just so important to bring out that talent and show it off a bit, you know. Yeah, show it off a bit. Now, while we're saying this, you know, I just want everybody to know out there that if you can volunteer, you know, and it's so important to volunteer to help out the refugees. There are so many charities out there that are there for the people and to help them and to shelter them, which is such a very, very sustainable thing to do for the world, you know, to help each other. And I urge you, and the feeling that I get as I'm training, you know, to be a volunteer, which is an important thing to do, you know, to deal with people who have been traumatized by war. It's so important to be able to reach out and help those people, you know, and it gives you such a good feeling to do so. You know, it gives you such a good feeling to do so. And it's rewarding, you know, not only to other people who are in need, but it's rewarding to give you your self-satisfaction, to feel that you are part of the humanity, you are part of the environment to help. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. And this next piece is called Embracing Echoes. Embracing echoes under whispers of crashing waves, billowing, breathing, rapidly moving, heaving horizons toward the sun. A lifetime lingering, motionless, tossing dust upon shores, kissing beautiful scars, touching delicate life to reappear. Stars dropping thick, heavy moons into a twiggy nest,
Tuscany trees picket, silhouette fences, illuminating sand, sleeping under ocean, dipping into each night with the memories. The gray seagull died in voiceless departure, resurrected as an ageless, immaculate seashell crawling out of the sea. Curled into a comfortable cocoon, the womb, shaking crystalline pods, discharges itself from a tree, fallen, pirouette and pine cones into landscapes, a hardened hand with no lifeline, roads bunched into a knot. The knot is myself.
Yeah, that's Embracing Echoes, and it was done for a contest, and it's a picture prompt that I did for a really, really great contest, actually, you know, that turns us all on to different artists, you know, throughout the world. This artist in particular is Vladimir Kush, and it also serves as a dedication. This poem also serves as a dedication because I lost a very, very good friend of mine just recently to COVID, you know. And one of my best friends, actually, you know, who helped me in very, very bad times. And he will be missed, yeah. He will be missed. We've lost so many people during this pandemic, you know. Now we see it, you know, starting to kind of dwindle. And just when you think it's all over, tragedy strikes like this, you know, which is just crazy. And it touches home. And then on top of everything else, which is just phenomenal, you know, to see all these conspiracy theories, you know, spread and, you know, throughout the land, which also, you know, borders on ludicrous of the times, you know, the wars that are going on, the craziness of a lot of the frustration, you know, for instance, you know, to try to, you know, talk sense to people who are so frustrated and become discriminatory toward others because of this war, you know, and not knowing what the truth is, not knowing what the lies are, you know, it's just crazy, chaotic, you know. And the main thing is to look into your heart and find the answers, you know, and find the answers. All right, so our next song is another one by Arcana. And it's called Renfield's Red Scent and Rant. Arcana.
R.M. Renfield, successful solicitor in the firm of Hawkins and Tompkins, respected member of the Lord Nugent's Wyndham Club, returns from business abroad in Transylvania. Promptly suffers a complete mental breakdown.
Would you care for an old doctor's yard or Calipan?
No, thank you, Mr. Renfield. How are you feeling tonight?
Far better than you, my lovesick doctor.
I remember, I think, of a time in long past when I held esteem and was deeply respected. I was blind, but I failed to see the beauty in death, the profound possibilities it professed, that ventured beyond this worldly realm. Back then, I refused to see the truth when my torrid telltale tears trickled tenderly, telling tales of twisted, tortured torment that teased me tentatively with troubled tirades, clouding my reason with rancid ramblings before the master helped me to understand. All that has been abandoned now. I've seen the light. A light that shines such delightful darkness.
see the strength that swims in sufferance and sorrow, and to know I've been promised immortal power. Enlightens me to seek comfort in my existence, sustained by devouring the life of others.
Your diet, Mr. Renfield, is disgusting.
Actually, they're perfectly nutritious. You see, it's life that I ingest. It's not life to me.
A fly gives you life.
Certainly.
What about spider? Spiders eat the flies.
Spiders eat them.
What about sparrows?
Oh, yeah. It is a sparrow.
Something larger, perhaps?
Oh, yes.
An intrusion of insects have to suffice for now. Their tiny lies add to my own as I devour them. But I yearn for something much bigger, something more akin to my size and shape. The master told me I could become like him. Ah, yes, master, master, I call to you.
I beg you, I must speak. I'll play for you.
Who fail to see such wonderment, the sheer perfection of your wicked will. Master, I await you. I have not told anyone. Your secrets are safe with me. I remain loyal, devoted to your ravaging rule over these cattle.
To my servant, Commander. Molecules would help chopsticks interest me in lesser carnivora.
I shall have to invent a new classification of the lunatic for you.
Why must I be made to wait any longer, master? Locked away like some caged animal among these lunatics. You promised me your mortality to make me much more. I stare through the bars of my cell each night, whispering your name when no one is around to hear.
Renfield, you have betrayed me. No.
Master, before this craving drives me insane.
Czar, make me a part of you, O Czar of the East. Let me be part of you, yes, and let me fight your wars for you, your greed for you. Yeah, here we go. Wow, what What an entertaining piece that was, you know, Arcada. Thank you so much for turning us on to being slaves. You're all a bunch of slaves. Yeah. We're all a bunch of slaves. Slaves to the media. Yeah. To propaganda, to war, to hurting the environment. Yeah. We're all slaves. I hear you. Thank you so much for that, Connor. Elegant Starlet. That was a collaboration with Sapphire Rose and myself, and produced by 1912, the mysterious 1912. Now, a lot of this music you can find on SoundCloud, and the links are there on the board, people. And I'd appreciate if you could go into their music and at least comment and like it, or in their poetry, you know. It's just, you know, some of the productions here are so brilliant. You know, we have such talented people, songwriters, you know, all throughout, you know. And we all need your support for the motivation to keep on spreading the word. Yeah, spreading the word. Speaking of spreading the word, here's the weather report.
Da luz à iluminação. Um recém-nascido é luz pura, que com sua simples presença ilumina e encanta. Em sua inocência angelical, o amor é tudo o que ele espera receber. Do botão floresce uma flor. No início, tudo é fascinante. Com o passar do tempo, suas pétalas murcham, seu brilho aos poucos se desvanece, e ela cai e se acaba. Pelos nossos caminhos de vida.
Nothing to nobody, water flooded, drowning everybody. If the red ball caught in my throat wasn't enough, it's the crazy czar knocking on my back door, huffing crud. Shores decayed with black scuds. This rage is made with mighty missiles bursting concrete, hanging ruins. The drones are looking over my shoulder, adding misery, not only taking the land, but taking history. And you'd like to make me sleep and play dead, filling us up with deathbed lead, choking us while we scream, chasing away every fucking dream. Every fucking dream. But taking the history, deathbed lead, every fucking dream. But taking the history, deathbed lead, every fucking dream. Deathbed lead. I'm taking the history. The pills are piling high in my drawers. Addiction prescribed, OD'd and died. Playing catcher in rye. Flowers are dried. Smoking mass filled with blood. Clubs against our necks. Molotov bottles drawn to tanks. Fighting us street to street. Carrying our sacks. Breathing freedom's song. Sun weeps through billowing smoke with metal shells buzzing past earlobes, while the world sings for sovereign souls. The city forms a burning ring of death at the center suspended essence, driving toward outskirts, army, massing, borders, city suburbs, ash-filled gardens. At the edge, no man's zones of sophisticated earphones is a grimy ring surrounding our homes, suffocating daylight, business districts becoming empty voids, diseased specimens, hungry for money, lost in dying arcades, bats, bars, an indoor pool, the palace of the injured leader, prone on sweating tiles, wealth on his breath, lips crippled, near him only trusted journalists, confidants, reporting a large sense of life as vultures descend on the scene of curious lies, interviewing worms.
You got to voice your truth. I'm sorry about that little interruption there, you know. Pushed the wrong button. But you got to voice your truth. And I can't do a show at all without playing this song by Butto. What a talent he is. He's not around a lot these days. But when he is, man, he's a great talent. Highway song, Butto.
Out of the door, and I spent that time
Yeah, and if you didn't move to that, you're dead. Yeah, well, we have talent and a lot of it. And, well, we'll round it off. This is called In Golden Rooms.
And I walked in your shoes until silhouettes and soles wore down to my broken bones. And I sit here now in a refugee camp looking at fucking despair. The cradled roses are for someone else, billowing bad moons rise, forcing my crippled smile, holding up broken limbs, picking scabs, becoming scars. I look into a mirror for more prescriptions, swallowing jagged popcorn pills, meal madness, spitting out suspended essence, smothering flames extinguish slowly, being cruelly aware of darkness. The prince leans forward, shaking silver spoons from the senator's son. Green eyes slit and slant, flaring fans, rambling rondo slows, spinning reeking reels in dusted cinema. Tilted violins play dirges in dark holes, revolving revolution with plastic palace czars. As guests lie naked in shame, flowing with winter wine. Rose candles sway and flicker like lick. Graffiti walls reflecting millions as empty flagons shine, couples whirling in trance. Near midnight meadows, strange screams, gut-stricken, grief-bitten. Amid hectic music, cocktail talk. In golden rooms.
Yeah, it was so cool to spend an hour with you people out there listening, and very nice, you know, having this venue given to us, allpoetry.com from Kevin. And introducing you to all the musical talent and all the songwriting community that we have here. A lot of it's on SoundCloud, a lot of it's YouTube, and you know, and I just want to thank all of our guests, you know, for helping us out, you know, here. Our newest guests are Arcada, you know, Amor, here on allpoetry.com, turning us on to his special music and entertaining hypnotist, you know, and it was just really, really good. Thank you so much, Chuck, Julio's Cafe, you know, starting us off, and all the Beast and Rima and Tance with Disabilities, you know, and the Weird One, Big Verge, you know, I know you're out there somewhere, man. Peace and love to you, brother. And Bex, you know, what can I tell you? I love you. And you are just an outstanding poetess and also musician, you know. So we're going to round it off, you know, peace to all of you people. Big hug to all those that are, you know, in harm's way, you know. My spirit and heart goes with you. Peace.
Thought we all lay down dead, suppressed, filled with your policemen lead. Crying, can't breathe, then showing us an ace spade underneath your fucking sleeve. Murder. Border fences getting higher, throwing words from the orange pig, Oval Office liar. White America, land invader, sitting high in his luxury tower. The path we travel, getting bolder, looking at the heated streets over our crippled shoulders, taking back concrete jungles. smoky mass filled with blood, clubs against our necks, tennis rackets, hidden back, tear gas, revolution, alive and well, breathing freedom song, virus, reservation pool hall, drunk with misery, losing our fucking history, digital disease, lying in child screens, we're sleeping machines, seeping, gasping, pleading, humanity, pulling petals into an immense field of perfect emptiness. I died, became a seed, lived as a tree, rotted in the soil, entering truth, breathing rhythmic ocean waves, hollow caves within clear blue streams.